Toby Stover. I'd like to make a comment about something that I heard about our security forces saying that the hacking is coming from Russia of Hillary's emails, so therefore it's true, which I heard from Alan Chartok. Really? Just because a government agency says something is true, that really makes it true in the United States today? I mean, let's not be naive. We have been lied to from every branch of government, from the top all the way down to the bottom. So I don't take that as proof because they said so.
I'm a listener from the Port Jervis, New York area, and I'd like to ask you to increase the diversity in your roundtable group. You seem to be very one-sided in your comments and your opinions, and some of your comments don't even border on what I would call professional journalism. Comments about Kellyanne Conway's hair not looking correct after the woman's working who knows how many hours a day, regardless of your political affiliations, should not be made. I don't think they're appropriate for journalists.
Hi, my name is Kelly Massette. I'm a student at Amherst College. I was at work with some of my friends listening to your radio show, and we were listening to y'all talk about the election and how millennials aren't turning out to vote because we're lazy and never get out of bed and don't write our papers because we just like to sit in our pajamas all day. And we just wanted to assert for the millennial generation and say that a lot of us are like full-time college students working two or more jobs. Many of us have voted already. And maybe the fact that millennials aren't voting in such large quantities is because our system of voting is designed to discourage people from voting. For many millennial students who live outside of their district, we need to get an absentee ballot. We need to register because people are not automatically registered to vote when they move or when they turn 18. So I think our system just discourages voting for minorities, for millennials, for the elderly who cannot get out and vote in their district on election day.
Debbie Kroll from the town of Fulton in Schoharie County. It is very interesting that the roundtable discussion on politics will speak about American voter distrust in government agencies, Congress, POTUS elections, and now the news media. And yet the roundtable is still unwilling to put a name on it, unwilling to unmask the corruption at the core of our distrust. And that name is Clinton. There are other choices than Shillery and the orange Caligula. The one I'm choosing is Jill Stein.
Margaret Sloman, Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm listening to Rosemary and the group discuss women in the Catholic Church this morning. And while I concur completely and while they are correct about Protestantism, I think they are overrating the Jews' equality participation because the strict sects of the Jewish religion do not recognize the American Reform sect and the other sects of Judaism are equally misogynistic. So I do think that should be recognized and considered.
Roy Thomas, New Windsor, New York. How about having some news coverage on Trump supporters and the basis for their passions and feelings for Donald Trump rather than the constant flow of liberal sympathies for the Democratic candidate and her supporters? I think you folks need to be a lot more balanced in your coverage.